Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. You, the living water, never drying fountain, comforter and consoler, the complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hi, everyone. Welcome, welcome to Demonstration of God's Power Prayer Ministry. I am Sister Gigi Gautam-Akshan. With me, Sister Minister Vivian George, the executive producer of this radio program. I am on every Monday, 6 p.m., Minister Janice Williams. Every Friday, 8 p.m., and Minister Vivian George. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. So, Central Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, at the same dialing number, 714-409-0578. You are welcomed with us for prayer. All of each and everyone out there. Amen, amen, amen. So tonight, I have on two special guests. But first, Minister Vivian will sing a song to the glory of God. Amen. Minister Vivian George.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. In my life, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified today. In my heart, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. In my heart, Lord, be glorified today. In my home, Lord, be glorified, be glorified. In my home, Lord, be glorified today. In my church, Lord, be glorified, be glorified. In my church, Lord, be glorified today. In my life, Lord, be glorified, be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified today.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Vivian. God bless you. And now, it is a pleasure a privilege to present my pastor, to present to you my pastor, Bishop Washington, and First Lady, Sister Mary Washington. So welcome, the Bishop, welcome. You have the microphone,
amen,
sir. Yeah, and please introduce yourself. Amen. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Good evening. I'm Bishop Ariel Washington, pastor of Kingdom Connection Ministries, and pastor also of the Kingdom Connection Fellowship. And we thank God for having Sister Gigi as one of our faithful members, and my wife, who is present also here. We thank God for Sister Gigi and her power and her spirit, and we want to come on and support her line and what have you. So we're just really happy to be here, and I'll let my wife introduce herself.
Good evening, and God bless all the saints. Hello, hello, good evening.
Hello, hello, Sister Mary. God bless you, and you are very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming us to your line tonight, and let us have the pleasure of saying hello to your guests and the people of God that you're bringing a mighty word to tonight. So God bless you, sister, and keep doing the work of the Lord. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, and I thank you so much for your support. You know, just to come is a big deal to me. Thank you so much. And Bishop, if you please, if you have anything to share, the line is open. You know, you can share and take, you know, as much time you want.
Amen. Well, I just thank God, Sister Gigi, for life in general and for still being on this side of glory. I'm just thankful and grateful to him for that, and I'm thankful and grateful that he have kept you and you have maintained a sense of direction on your line, on your Blog Talk broadcast. And I don't have anything specific to say other than we love the Lord and we're thankful that we're still here, and we're just continuing to pray for the country and the direction we're heading, and praying that the violence will stop and cease in the streets, and that our people will see the vision, which is God promised to never leave us nor forsake us, and we should always understand that and be aware that it is through his power, his peace, and through prayer that we get breakthroughs through these situations. And so we thank him that we've tapped into his power through the word of God, which gives us peace of a calm, and then also prayer is what strengthens us to continue our walk. So we thank God for that, and we thank God for you, and we're happy to be here. We'll continue to listen in to your program. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And as you mentioned about the country, our country, you know, may I ask First Lady to pray for the country and all around the world, concerning, you know, about the situation, you know, that going on. Please, First Lady, if you,
okay,
if you're in the position, you know.
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank
Father,
you.
Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we come, God, and we embrace your power right now in your presence. We can sense the power and the manifest the glory of the Holy Spirit that's present and resident on this line. God, we thank you right now for saving grace. And we thank you, God, that these young men and young women that are in the streets protesting, they need you, God. And you sent us to empower them to be healed and to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. God, our country is in trouble. We've lost our wheels. We're now driving on nothing but rims. And pretty soon we'll be down to just the axles. We don't have the leadership we need in this country. Now we have law and order that's taken over. We got guns and people in the streets. The National Guard have been deployed. God, I'm asking that you would send these protesters back home. Let well enough be alone. We can't bring George Floyd back, Gray, Ahmaud Arbery. We can't bring any of these young black men and women that had aspiring careers and had things that they could do in this life, young people. We can't bring them back, but what we can do is we can go vote. we can set a precedent in this country that black folk and brown people and people of all races can come together and coexist, and we should all be able to live together as one. However, God, we've got people that don't see it that way. And the police have been getting away with years abusing people because of a badge. I'm asking, God, that we go to the polls and vote for people that will give us criminal justice reform, that we will vote for people, God, that will give us the same rights as they give other races, and that young black men will realize and understand that our position of authority is power, and that we need to make sure that our heads are in the right place, and that we don't make a bad situation worse. Looting, fighting, stealing is not in your order, and I know it's not. And I know the word of God says your word won't come back void. It accomplishes what you please. I send it out tonight. You say you send the word, and it healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. I send it out tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I send it out by the power and the manifested glory from heaven, and I send it into every corner of this world, and I'm asking these protests to stop before the National Guards hit the streets with real bullets, real guns, and we'll have a slaughter fest in our country. We don't want to see that. So our prayer now is that we pull on you to lead them back home and let them know that we got a day coming where we'll have a say in this, and that'll be November 3rd when we go to the polls and vote for new leadership in this country and get somebody in there that can help this country heal and grow in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and we know that you will let us and lead us in the right direction. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We ask it all. We say amen and thank God, and God bless you tonight.
Amen, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for answering all our prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Bishop. Thank you so much. May God bless you, sir. May God bless you, especially for just coming to support me. Thank you so much. And thank you, First Lady. Thank you. I appreciate you very much. May God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And Modesto, I see you here. Yes. Good evening, Modesto. What do you like to share with us?
Amen. Good evening. Thank you so much for inviting me. Psalm 27, three scriptures. Amen. The Lord Amen. Is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, ever mine, enemies and my forces came upon me to eat up my flesh, though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Thy wall shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. I've just read Psalms 27. 1-3, the word of God is already blessed, but may God continue to bless this word. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a confidence. Yes, we have confidence. Hallelujah. As the Psalm 27, right?
Yes.
27. Yes. Even though the enemies come against you or around you, you shall not be afraid. This is the word of the Lord. We take it. Take the word of the Lord, because this is assurance that he said, they cannot touch you. The enemies cannot touch you. Hallelujah. And because God is with us. And again, if the enemies, touch you, they touch God too, because God is in you, and you're in God, and you live for God. Now, he will fight, he will fight for you. He will fight the battle for you. This is the assurance that we have in God. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, this is a very nice song, and I love it. Thank you so much for this song. And how do you like to play Mother's song, please?
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord God, tonight thanking you for the many blessings that you have stored upon us. Lord, you have brought us from January up until this is the sixth month in 2020. We want to thank you for all of those who are on the line and the ones who are yet to come. Father, we thank you for continuing blessing us, healing us. Thank you, oh God. You're a good God. You're loving. You're kind, God. We thank you for your love, oh God. You're great. Lord, we thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for healing the sick. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God. Those maybe someone need a financial blessing tonight. Father, I thank you that you will bring it to pass. God, I just want to lift you up. You're so great. God, you're Alpha and Omega. You're the first and the beginning. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in our lives and the lives of our people. We lift up our country. Continue, Lord. Stand by, Lord God. Don't let nobody else get killed, Father. In the name of Jesus, you're with your power. Father, we just want to thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Stokes. Thank you so much. May God bless you. And I appreciate you so much.
Amen.
And
thank you.
I have my sweet sister, Elliot, on the line. And I love her so much, you know, friend from Chicago. So, Sister Elliot, what do you like to share with us, Sister Elliot?
Yes. Oh, hello.
Yes. Do you like to share something with us? And then after that, you put your phone on mute, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So, share something. Yeah.
Can you sing?
Yeah, you can sing.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Let's see if you are.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, sister. Please.
God, you know the bénisson. No, c'est le.
Okay, excuse me, hold on, please. She's singing in French, I believe all of you know this song in English. So just follow through with her because she's in French. Okay, go ahead, Mrs. Juliet. If you tell me, I will say, okay, look for an English song. But again, I do understand. Go ahead, my sister.
Oh, Dieu, nous te bénissons, nous célébrons tes louanges, éternel, nous t'exaltons, de concert avec les anges. Et posterné devant toi, nous t'adorons. Et posterné devant toi, nous t'adorons. Sauve ton peuple, Seigneur. Et bénis ton héritage, que ta gloire et ta splendeur soient à jamais son partage. Conduis-le par ton amour jusqu'au céleste séjour, conduis-le par par ton amour jusqu'au céleste séjour. Gloire soit au Saint-Esprit, gloire soit à Dieu le Père, gloire soit à Jésus-Christ, notre Sauveur, notre Frère, son immense charité, Dieu à perpétuité, son immense charité, Dieu à perpétuité.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So it is, yeah, it is an old song. I believe we, you know, the English brothers and sisters, you know how to sing along with you. It is a very powerful song and a very anointing song as well. Okay, thank you so much, my sister. May God bless you. And now put your phone on mute. Would you please do that?
Okay, okay.
Okay, thank you, sis. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So there's another one I'm going to... there's a one, like 504, the four-digit number, the digit number 5592. It's 504. I lost it. Why? Okay.
Hello.
Bear with me. Bear with me.
Hello.
Yes, yes. Oh, Elder King.
Elder King.
Welcome,
yes.
My dear. Okay. What do you like to? What do you like? Excuse me.
Oh no no! I'm on the line. I'm listening.
Okay. Okay. Do you like to share something with us?
Okay, I thank God for Jesus. I'm glad I came on the line this evening. And so I just want to say thank the Lord for being so good and kind to us. And Psalms 147 says, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praises is beautiful. So I just want to sing this song and I'm going to sing this song at the cross. At the cross, at the cross. Yeah, at the cross. Where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart just rolled away. It was there by sight. I received my sight. And now I am happy all the way. At last. And did my Savior bleed? And did my sorrow die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a one? It was at the cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart, it just rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, just thank you for this day. Thank you for this evening, oh God, my Father. Thank you for making a way and opening doors. Thank you for loving us and keeping us and protecting us, oh God, my Father. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh God. Thank you for this service this evening, this, everyone on the line. Oh God, I'm asking you to send your Holy Spirit to guide us all truth and understanding of your word, oh God, my Father. And oh God, we just love you so because you are our God and Savior Jesus Christ. We look to the hill which coming our help, and it all comes from you. Bless the service once more, O God, my Father, that your Holy Spirit come in and we control. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my sister. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you touch her from head to toe. Hallelujah. And Father, touch her with your healing hand. Father, she's been calling upon you for healing, for restoration, oh Lord. And we pray and we agree with her in the name of Jesus Christ that you will heal her, hallelujah, heal her, oh Lord, for your glory, as you use her, oh Lord, for your glory. And we pray that you heal her totally, totally, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I apply the blood of Jesus over my sister right now. Oh, Lord God Almighty, let the blood that heals, heal in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Heal. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Heal. Oh, God of Jesus. Heal. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my sister. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And for life and life abundantly in you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you so much, my sister. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you
so
much. Thank you. God
bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I have my sister here. I believe I know. Yes, Minister Green. Minister Green. Are you
Amen.
There?
Good evening. Good evening.
I know your number. You are so beautiful.
Oh, thank God. Thank
I like the way you sing.
You
have a nice voice, sister. You have a nice voice. I like the way you sing. I heard you went yesterday or this morning. No, I believe yesterday. Yesterday in the service. Yeah. Okay. So
oh,
what do you like to share with us, my dear?
Well, I just wanted to, first of all, I want to say good evening to each and everyone on the line and to the leader of this line. We thank God for Evangelist Gigi Marchand, who is my friend in the Lord. And that's what the Lord gave me to share, that to remind us that we are friends of God. And
Amen.
The one of the verses that that documents that is James, the second chapter, and the 23rd verse. And it reads, "And the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God." Abraham was not only friend of God in the Bible. He was not the only friend of God in the Bible, as whoever served in the Lord and believed in him were granted his blessings of love and prosperity. And that goes to us today. Obviously, Jesus was more than a friend, as the Son of God and being divine himself. The Bible also provides wisdom on the nature of being a good friend and the importance of friendship. And I thank God for Evangelist Gigi Marchand, because not only do we love the Lord, but she is my friend. But more importantly, she is God's friend. And all of us on this line who are serving him, we are all God's friends. And I want to end by singing this real quickly. We are a friend of God. We are a friend of God. We are a friend of God. He calls us friends. God Almighty, God of mercy, you have called us friends. We are a friend of God. We are a friend of God. We are a friend of God. He calls us friends. Amen. So, Minister GD and others, never forget that we are a friend of God. And that is a great thing. And more importantly, He is our friend. He is more than a friend. As the Son of God Himself, the Alpha and Omega, He is our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is our everything. Amen. And I turn it back over to you, Evangelist Gigi.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Gwynn. I appreciate you, and most of all, you know, you love Jesus, and you are, you know, wonderful sister, and I thank you for your support and for your prayer, and I ask in the name of Jesus that you receive your healing right now.
Amen.
May God heal you right now in the name of Jesus. Healed by the power of the blood. Healed by the power of the blood. Be healed by the power of the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Just yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the prayer of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, next is 504, the last four numbers, 5682. I do like to come with something to share for the glory of God. 504, the last four digits, 5682. You're welcome. Oh, you're on mute. Okay, let me. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Will you please come with some anything that puts in your heart to share, please?
Good afternoon, Minister Gigi and all the sisters and the Lord ministers and of the gospel of Jesus Christ and of the kingdom of God. Our God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's just so good to be here one more time and fellowship with you guys. Just greet you, woman of God, and thank God for your ministry and all that the Lord is using you to do and everything He's put your hand to do. I just thank the Lord for Him being God, and there's none besides Him. And I thank Him for this hour that He's in the midst of us, in the midst of all what is going around the whole world. The Lord's eyes go to and fro on the earth to show Himself strong to them who love Him and fear Him, reverence Him. So we're just so blessed to be able to have relationship with the Lord, the Creator of all things, our Redeemer, and to have fellowship with Him. You know, I just want to just kind of encourage everyone to just be steadfast in the word of the Lord, because the Lord's word is pure, very pure. It's been tried. It's been tested. It's settled in heaven. It's fixed. It's established. And it's a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. So we have the word of the Lord with us in very dark times, but the word of the Lord is the light that we have shining in our lives and in the lives of others and in our hearts. So be encouraged, sisters. And if any brothers on the line, just be encouraged that we have the Lord and His word. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing between the soul and the spirit. It even reveals the intents of the thoughts and the heart. So we just bless the Lord for the grace that He's given us to have access to His word in the Bible and His plan. And and even when He speaks to us in our hearing, we just thank the Lord for giving us His word. Because His word is what we need. And He's got it for us. And it's nigh in our mouths and in our hearts. So keep on, keep on, keep on, sisters and brothers, and exalt the Lord on high. Magnify him, and we're going to see the greatness of God manifested. He's doing work every day, and we just thank him for what he's doing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you for the words. Thank you. May God bless you. Would you please introduce yourself? First, I have to say, yes, I have a brother. My pastor, of course, on the radio, and his name, you probably heard about Bishop Washington and First Lady Sister Mary, on the radio as well. You know, they're both with us, so. Since you said, I never had a man on the radio, so today I have my pastor, and I'm so delighted, I have to say. So yes, I have a man on the radio, and I appreciate you so much, my sister. You are, every time I see you, you are so happy, and I know the God in you, and I know. You have the God in you, sister. And as you say, keep it up, keep it on, and you do the same in the name of Jesus. So
amen.
Now, introduce yourself, please. Do you like to introduce yourself? Just to describe how I say it, just to let people know who you are professionally, if you want to.
Okay, is that are you speaking to me, Minister Gigi?
Yes,
yes. Okay.
What
well,
do you
I
do?
I'm just a sister in the Lord. I love the Lord. I love studying His Word. First and primary, I'm a real estate broker, and I do other things as well. But I just bless the Lord for giving us the skills and the gifts that He give us to be a blessing. Wherever we're supposed to be a blessing in the earth in His behalf. And so I am just a sister that loves out my sisters in the Lord and enjoy fellowship and most of all, sitting at the feet of Jesus and learning about Him. So that's about me. And I have a family, my mother and siblings, and I'm just delighted in being in the Lord.
Yeah, I thank you. You know, the one that I wanted to outline is teaching your career, and teaching, right?
Oh, okay, I didn't get it. Say it for me again.
You teach.
Teaching. Oh yes.
Teaching abilities. So you have it.
Yeah, so I praise the Lord just for the gift of teaching. Years ago, I asked the Lord, what is it that He would have me to do for Him? And I was in my 20s, and the Lord spoke to me audibly and said to me, you're a teacher of my word. I could have fell out because I was not expecting that, okay? I just had been told to have a conversation with the Lord like I have with anybody else, and that's what I was doing. Having a conversation just like I would have with anybody else, not expecting Him to tell me. So from that
but you
point,
are good, sister. You are a wonderful teacher.
Thank you.
Wonderful teacher.
Thank
May God
you.
Use you. May God use you more and more for His glory. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you
appreciate
so much.
That.
Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
thank you.
Thank you.
I thank God for you too and appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for your ministry gift as well. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to 773. Sister Sherry, are you there? Are you ready? I know you're always ready. Sister Sherry, Evangeline Sherry, will you please introduce yourself a little bit and then go, whatever the Lord puts in your heart, please share with us for the glory. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God to all the beautiful people of God. I just want to greet everyone in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am Evangelist Sherry out of Chicago. Been friends with Minister Gigi for a couple of years now. And I am so grateful to be here in the presence of the Lord. And God is awesome. God is awesome. He's a great God. I'm also a minister of the Word of God, as you heard. Not that I want to take the title to be in front of me, but because she asked me to introduce myself, I'm just doing so at this time. Also, work as a manager with a single family, so I'm very grateful for that as well. It's a blessing that God can bless us with a beautiful job, and we're being, you know, it's so good. That's all I can say. The job is good, and that's where I am this afternoon, working for myself and working for the Lord at the same time. But anyway, nonetheless, this afternoon, I just want to bless the Lord, and I want to bless all the people of God out there tonight who are listening. I'm listening to the Word of God and listening to the voice of God. We are just the mouthpiece of the Almighty God. And whatever you heard tonight, I pray that everybody would just, you know, get a grasp of what's going on and just truly tune themselves into the presence of the Lord. Because in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and at His right hand, there is pleasures forevermore. And I know sometimes, you know, we've been ministering to one another, but tonight, let it be a special time for you and the Lord. And for those who are here just by, not by mistake, but just by invitation from the Spirit of the Lord, I pray that everybody would be blessed and overflow tonight from the Word of God and the people of God who come, take their time, study the Word of God. The Bible says, study yourself to show yourself approved. And tonight, as we lift up the Word of God, we lift up the voice of God through us as ministers. We know that we're doing something for the Lord. So I pray that everybody would be touched, their heart would open up to the Lord tonight, that they will receive a special anointing from God. And I just want to sing this little song tonight for everybody here. Again, Sister Minister Gigi, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. So the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around. And the atmosphere is changing now. Overflowing this place, your love surround us. For the Spirit of the Lord is here, and the evidence is all around. The atmosphere is changing now. Overflowing this place, your love surround us. As you can see, the evidence is here in the midst of every children and child of God who is up on this line. And for those tonight I want to minister to, those who do not know the Lord, I pray that you will find the way to the Lord tonight as your name called. Because if God did not call your name, you would not be here in the presence of the Lord. It's not a line, it's not a radio station that you just want to come to. But the Spirit of the Lord is drawing you. The Spirit of the Lord is ministering to your heart. You know yourself. You know you've been called. So I pray tonight, as you heard the Word of God and as you heard the voice of Jesus here tonight, I pray that you will not harden your heart anymore. You will be submissive to the Lord. Let the Lord just move in your heart. It is a time now that God is calling for His people. It is a time now that God is moving when the children of God is doing the work on His behalf. It is a time that God is ministering. You be one of them, that you will give yourself over to the Lord. Be a vessel. name of Jesus, I pray. And I want to thank God for blessing Minister Gigi and everybody else here on this line tonight. I thank God for everyone. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Turn it over to you, woman of God. God bless you all.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sister. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you abundantly. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now, 773, the last four digits, 0396. Will you please come and share something with us? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Saint. Hallelujah. Thank you for the opportunity to share what God gave me, Minister Gigi. Amen. I'm going to sing a little bit and I'll pray and get in the way and out the way.
Take your time.
Okay. Amen. All right. You're a good, good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. That's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. That's who you are. You are perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all of your ways. That's who you are. Thank you, Lord.
God.
And we're gonna worship you forever. We're gonna worship you. We're gonna worship you forever. We're gonna worship you. Well, thank you, Lord, for another beautiful and blessed day. And thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in your ark of safety, especially during these dark and evil and trying times. Lord, you have revealed that there are several purposes for being in this ark of safety. There are five to be exact. Lord God, your ark of safety is filled with your protection, protection of light, strength. It shields us from darkness. Lord, your ark of safety is filled with your preservation, Lord. It prevents us from decaying and succumbing to the cares of this life. Your ark of safety is filled with your provision. Lord, you make ways out of no way when it seems to be no way. God, your ark of safety is filled with your presence, granting us the opportunity to have fellowship with you and communion with you. God, your ark of safety is filled with promises, and you let us know that we will cross over. So I ask in Jesus' name that you bless us, keep us. Lord God, make your face shine down upon us. Be gracious to each and every one of us. Lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Now you say, amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you for the anointing song and prayer. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Okay, next. Oh, I know this number. It's 601-7000. Please come and bless us for the glory of God. Minister, Sister Lola. Sister Lola. Amen. It's probably on mute. Okay. Let's see another one here. 504, the last 4 digits, 7399. Please come and share. Amen. Digit 7399. Okay. All right. No. Okay. They're probably on mute. On mute. That's okay. Next time. Next time. They'll come next time. Yeah. It's only for the glory of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And right now, okay. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray a general prayer, okay, for all of you on this prayer line. And, you know, as far as I can go, because the time is about, you know, it's, the time goes fast. Okay, Lord Father, Father in heaven, we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the grace that you give us to come together to honor you, to celebrate you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you because you are so wonderful. You are an awesome God. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. You are all that you can be. And we thank you. With you, we have everything. You are our Father. Hallelujah. You are so caring, so loving. And we thank you for who you are. We thank you for answering our prayers. We thank you for coming, you know, so low to worship with us. To come down so low to worship with us. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you so much. We thank you for the blood of the cross. Yes, we thank you. Thank you for Holy Spirit. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for each and every one of us. We thank you for the healing that is taking place right now. The total healing. Healing in every area. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you for working in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for working in us. Thank you. Thank you for Bishop Washington and First Lady Sister Mary. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for using them for your glory. Thank you for, hallelujah, for stepping in people's shoes to help them, to encourage them. Thank you, Lord, to elevate them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving them such a big heart. Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Spirit, your Spirit in them. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for total blessing. You know, I mean, mighty blessing upon them in the name of Jesus. And the family as well, in the name of Jesus. And Father, keep them safe, keep them protected in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I plead the blood, and I cover all of us each and every one of us under the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this day. I thank you for the air that we breathe, the sun, the star. We thank you, Lord, for everything. We thank you for the water. We thank you for all and the assistance that we receive, And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being able to pray to you, O Lord, for giving us the grace to pray. We thank you. The grace to sing. We thank you. Even the grace to come together here right now is all by the grace. And we pray for our immediate family in the name of Jesus, our children, grandchildren. Hallelujah. Great the children, husband and wives. Let your blessing be upon them, upon us all, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we surrender everything to you because you are great. Hallelujah. We ask that you bless the nation, the America. Bless America in the name of Jesus. Father, we give the control, and we know you have control because, hallelujah, you reign over everything. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you speak peace. You speak, oh Lord. You're the only one. We pray that you answer. We cannot do anything, but we count on you, Lord, because you're mighty to save. You are mighty to deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. And because of your love, oh Lord, because of your love. And we trust you, O Lord, because you love us so much. We trust you, O Lord, right now, that you're about to do mighty things in our lives right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we don't know, you know, where we're going to be a minute from now, but we trust you with our lives and our families. We do trust you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that you continue to give us victory. You continue to make us triumphant. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And whether that sick in this prayer line, Father, you touch them in the name of Jesus. Touch in the mighty name of Jesus. Breathe, O Lord. Breathe upon the nation. Breathe new life upon America. Breathe new life upon Haiti. Hallelujah. Breathe new life upon Jamaica, all over Africa, Europe, Asia, all over the world. Breathe, O Lord, because you're in charge. You're in command. Hey, hallelujah. We trust you, Lord. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are so wonderful. You are so, you know, you are, no words can describe you the way you are. You are so powerful, all-knowing, almighty. You are holy, holy. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yes. All honor, power, glory to you, oh Lord. Oh, guide us, oh Lord. Direct our path. In the name of Jesus. Right now, oh Lord, I can see, since we pray, I say, turn it over to Jesus. 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 I thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. And come again, same time, same station, Monday,
Monday, okay, Monday night, and come, you know, to bless each other. And I appreciate you very much. May God bless you, and you have a good and wonderful night in the Lord. Amen. Again, thank you. Bye, amen. Everyone. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. God bless you all. Thank you.